Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Just wanted to say happy belated birthday to my daughter, my youngest, my baby. She turned 7 November 5th. And happy belated birthday to myself, November 7th. Had a great vacation, had a great birthday. Life was good. So get right to it. As I'm laying on the beach, no, actually, I was sitting on the boat, you know, off the coast of wherever I was for my vacation. Blue water, sapphire water is beautiful. I think a lot, you know, from time to time, I get lost in my thoughts. And I'm just like, damn, people really don't like to see people do good. I remember the whole time I was on the boat, I kind of really didn't like want to take pictures. No, I did take pictures, but not, you know, like with my phone. You know, I was just like, I just want to chill, enjoy the moment, the ambiance, whatever. And I'm on this boat on my birthday. It was beautiful, beautiful people, champagne, drinks. It was flowing, the music, it was beautiful. So I just began, you know, sitting down, reflecting. You know, I get quiet and I'm just like, damn, I don't know why my mind went on it, but it's like, it seems like people hate success for others. I don't know if I'm saying it correct, but I just, you know, I was thinking about not even just rappers, just anybody who became successful from a disproportionate environment and made it out. And the people that, you know, see that person successful, you know, they're mad at him. And it was also a conversation I was having with somebody. It's like, our people hate to see people be prepared. Like, I remember like, yo, this got gloves on. I'm like, it's cold, brother. You know, look at this dude eating salad. What? Why is that the mindset of, you know, our people? I don't know sometimes what my people. Yes, I, you know what? I'm sitting on the boat. I'm just like, damn, man. I was thinking about PNB Rock getting smoked. You know, Nipsey getting smoked. I don't know why these thoughts are coming to me. I'd be the most random. I'd be sitting there eating and then start thinking about, hey, why is the sky blue? You know, so it just came to me and I thought, damn, I got to record this. But I'm all over the place, but it'll make sense at the end. But why is it? Like, why the hatred? You know, my mindset is this. You know, you come from a place that, all right, case in point, the cats that like to rob rappers. And I'm not saying it's the rapper's fault, but when you dangle that carrot in the face of that horse, they're going to chase it. You know? They're going to chase it. You never show the wolves your plate. Never, ever, ever. I don't care how much. Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah. When you go back to that neighborhood, whether it's L.A., Houston, Detroit, and I'm saying those names specifically because that's where these rappers are getting murked. They're getting murked out. It could happen to anybody, but it's highlighted because of their celebrity, their rappers. PNB was in L.A. eating at Roscoe's. I've been to L.A. many times. I know not to eat at that Roscoe's. I usually go to the one in Hollywood or probably the one over there, I think, off of Sunset. But, you know, but it's just sad without people like, damn, this man can't go and eat and have on his jewelry. All right, let's say, cool, you want to rob him, go rob him. I'm not promoting a robbery just for the point of conversation. If you're into robbing cats, go rob him. Why you got to kill him? But I do know cats where, nah, niggas ain't gonna rob me. If they do, they're not getting shit. Give it up, bro. If you got a family, if you got to think about that, you got a family to go home to. You got a wife, you got kids. You know, you're a brother, you're an uncle, you're a nephew. You trying to go home, give up the jewelry. Put insurance on the jewelry. There's nothing wrong putting insurance on your jewelry. It's yours. You own it. You put insurance on your car. You got life insurance. And that's another thing, too. Get life insurance. Y'all cats be putting insurance on everything else, but y'all put insurance on y'all phones, Put insurance on your jewelry. You got a $100,000 chain. God forbid you get ran down on. But think about this. That guy that's probably robbing you is one of two things. I either look at it like he's working for the bigger man, who's usually the man in the city. Oh, this cat came in here. He ain't check in with us. Fuck you and fuck your checking in. Zimmerman checked in. Justin Bieber got a check in. Fuck you. It's always to people that look like you. Or that man is hungry. He got to feed his kids. What's a lot of money to some people, you know, what's nothing to some people is a lot of money to some people. He robbed that man of his chain, which is $100,000, right? He got to go, you know, to the black market and sell that chain. He's not getting $100,000. At most, he'll probably get like 10 racks. For a $100,000 chain in the black market, you're getting 10 racks. That 10 racks, he going to take it because that's the most money he's ever seen. He's like, nah, I'm taking that. I don't care. He going to try. Yo, give me half. Give me 50. Ain't no real jeweler giving him no 50 for that. He's like, yo, this chain is hot, B. What I'm going to do with this? I got to break this down. I got to spread it out because, they already reported the chain stolen. It's hot. I give you five to $10,000. Here you go. He's taking that bread because guess what? Maybe he got to go buy milk. The point I'm making, again, don't dangle the carrot in front of the horse. But at the same time, why the fuck y'all robbing him? For what? And then kill him? Anybody, not just PNB, anybody. I think I was watching an interview with Boosie. I think he was on Vlad and he said, yo, these guys are overcome with hatred. It's like, damn, I'm not making it. My girl told me I ain't shit as a rapper. My mom's kicking me out. I'm 37 living in this. I can't bring girls over. This nigga come to town. Yeah, he was one of us, but he made it. Fuck that. He ain't give me nothing. I'm gonna rob him. So you overcome with so much hatred, you gonna kill that man? Obviously, if he made it out the same circumstances you made it from, you could make it. Maybe you can't make it rapping. Go to school. Get financial aid. Go learn a trade. Or approach that man. Yo, you think you can put me on with a job? I get it. Some of you are too proud. But instead of killing him, so now, boom, you kill him. So you ready to do time because you will get caught. This is the hood. This is a new day. Everything is on camera. You're getting caught. You risking $10,000 to go sit in jail for 25 years for murdering him because you was overcome with hatred and you just needed that money instead of asking him for a fucking job. And it's disheartening because it's always us. And you know what? I'm going to be all over the place. I'm going to be all over the place. A lot of things was just in my mind. I had to record it. This is my journal. As you grow, you grow. And that growth means not everybody you started with is going to be there, to the finish line with you. I noticed that. I grew apart from a lot of people. I started looking at their ways. Fucked up ways. Very fucked up. I stayed silent for years and I just observed and I was like, damn, this person is very, and I hate the word, toxic. I can't be around that. So I fall back from people a lot and I tend to be by myself. And, you watch people's behaviors and a lot of it is karmic and you're watching the karma get them and you like, shit, I'm glad I stood away. Because the person was very toxic to everybody around him, alienated a lot of situations that could have probably helped them. But when you go in certain places, you can't bring certain people with you. That energy that they got is just negative. And then when you watch how things is eating at them, life is eating at them, you're like, I'm glad I got away. Sad situation because it's people that you love. I love them, but I gotta love people from a distance, man. I remember this one story. I think I told it before, but you're going to hear it again. Remember I was doing my 1-2 and was getting bread. It was a good time for me. I was really, money pouring in, it's good. And me, I'm always a team player. I'm home team first. So, you get a connect, you get a plug, try to reach out to your cats. Yo, bro, da 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 da. and you watch one of your bros just disrespect the whole situation before you even situate the situation. And you're like, nah, I can't do it. You didn't put them on because of the something they said to you. Just was like, oh, this is what you're going to do? Nah. And your situation went to flourish for the next 10 years. Had you put that person in a situation with you, it would have fucked up. And I'm glad that I didn't put that person on. Because when I looked and I said, damn. Because I tried to at first. The person said something to me that just said, nope, Biz, you better not. If you do that, it's going to fuck your situation up. I had to be selfish that time. I said, nope. And I knew the person needed the situation, too. It would have been beautiful. It would have been a beautiful situation. But the person's in their mind, they're just so fucked up. They think what they're doing is normal. And you're just like, nah, fam, I can't roll with that. I can't get with that, man. I'm not a fucked up person. That's why when people speak about me, they speak about my character. And I pride myself on that. You know, people that done business with me, whatever it was, they tell you that's a good dude right there. Yeah, you know. You can leave the money on the table, come back, it's still going to be there. I'm not touching it. You know, you don't got to worry about me. I'm not a piece of shit. My integrity means everything to me. And when I seen people not be, you know, have integrity, I got to like, nah, mm-mm. You know, I'm not a greedy person, I put somebody on to something, I'm not expecting nothing in return. Like, you know, oh yeah, give me this. I see people try to hook me up with certain things and then they got their fucking hand out. Like, yo, but you owe me this. Yo, you owe this. Yeah, all right. Nah. I'm going to go everywhere today. But yeah, back to the original, what I was saying before. I live in a good neighborhood. My kids go to good schools. I'm not on the internet showing you where I live. I'm not on the internet showing you my crib. None of that shit. I'm not that guy. I'm just not for it. I've never been that guy. But if I was, nope. You're not coming to my crib. Nope. People envy you. And people are mad at you for just being you. You're not showing off. You lay low. Misery loves company. I'm a person. I lay low. I don't put my business out there. What you see about me is what I want to show you. Other than that, that's it. I don't want you to know what I'm driving. I don't want you to know how much money I got, where I am, who I'm with. Not the guy. But funny as it is, there's people out there who hate that. And, you know, shout out to Ty. Ty used to tell me that all the time. She was like, yo, the way you live your life, people hate it, bro. You stay out of people's business. You stay out of the way. She said, ironically, people don't like that. Because they can't read you. They don't know what you're doing, what you're up to. You know, shit like that. And I'm like, really? I never knew that was an issue of staying out of the way. I never knew that. So even like, if I go back to my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, I keep it pushing. I don't try to hang around too long. I'm not saying I'm, you know, PNB or something, but you never know. I'm not saying I'm Nipsey or no. But there's people out there who have this envy towards you and you don't even know. Next thing I know, go back on my block, smoked. Why? Because the nigga was looking at me the whole time. Like, who the fuck this nigga think he is? Coming over here with his nice haircut, clean shoes, manicured hands, you know, face clear, drinking water, showing love to everybody. Why everybody gravitating towards him? People hate that shit. I never knew that. I thought being positive was a good thing, but being positive in a negative environment doesn't work. Because what's a positive and negative? Negative. So it's like, hey, join the fucking crabs in the bucket or get the fuck off. Easily, I'll get the fuck off. I love when niggas say, oh, you can't come back to the hood. Motherfucker, fuck the hood. Why would I want to go back to a place? I don't own no real estate. I don't own the block. Yo, you got to check in. Really? Your mother own this block? That block say Rockaway Parkway. These Jews own this block. Nice Management, which is a real management company that's run by the Jews that actually was the managers of my building when I lived on Rockaway Parkway in the 90s. They own the block. Oh, you got to check in? Check in with who? Are you the mayor? Are you the, councilman? You're the president of the block association, at least? Are you an alderman? Is your mother a judge? Does your mother even work for the court? Does your mother have a job? We run the block. Okay, you could have this imaginary block where people got to pay a toll. For you to go back to sleep on an air mattress? Motherfuck the hood. And I mean that. You know, I love my neighborhood coming up because of the people who came up and we don't own that shit. We did a lot of ill-advised things as children, but we're grown men now with families. Some of us got kids in college now. Some of us had kids early, but my kid is in high school. I can't be with no dumb shit. I can't be with that. So I sit back and I'm just assessing everything, making these mental assessments and just looking around. Like, I can't believe this is the way we live in as a people. It's tiresome. Every day a black man getting killed, every day. Rest in peace to Take Off, man. Rest in peace. It's always something. You know, I mentor a bunch of younger cats. You know, I always start the positivity route. I don't really talk about that, but I'm going to talk about my mentoring, what I do. I mentor a couple of cats. I'm not going to say where or who, but, you know, they hit me up, advice. I put them in the right path. I don't want, you know, things happening to them that, you know, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to people I grew up with. So always try to steer them, give them the right, you know, give them the game, man. That's what these OGs need to be doing, especially if you're an OG in the rap game. Pull these rappers aside. Come here. Let me holler at you, young man. Let me mentor you. Look, you got your first big check. And I'm starting at levels. This is an entertainer. This is a new guy that got signed, whether he's a rapper, entertainer, basketball player, whatever. Got the first big check. You're from cliche ghetto neighborhood America. You want to go back and floss. Hey. Come here. Don't go back. Don't go back over there. Unless you bringing something. Unless you providing jobs. Or you going back to buy somebody a house. But don't even do that, bro. Silently go get your mama. Move her ass out quick. You don't want it to happen to your family. Move out. Stack some bread. I know you want to floss. But we're going to keep it to a minimum. Go buy yourself something nice. Buy a nice outfit. Don't buy a $400,000 car. I was reading something with Larry Bird. They used to call him cheap. Larry Bird, why you keep stacking your money? Larry Bird was like, yo, in 10 years, 15 years, I'm not going to be the same, you know, dope ball player. He saw the future. All his teammates, he tell him, save y'all money. He went and bought a nice, modest house for his family. He didn't have a Rolls Royce. Granted, he had the bread, but he was thinking ahead. He's like, you know what? Let me hold off. I could rent one. That's cool. Let me hold off on that. I don't need to buy it. The maintenance on that car is $400,000. Years later, balling. Same guys who laughed at him, called him cheap, were trying to get money from him. He was like, nah, I told you I'd save y'all money. But I wish it was more mentorship, especially for these black entertainers. Yo, listen, look, don't go back to the hood. It's nothing there for you. I know you're intrigued is where you're from. The homies are there, but get the homies out. Do what LeBron James did. I'm kind of mad at LeBron right now, but, you know, he put his friends through, made his friends work for him. Genius work. But I'm sure LeBron is not going to go hang out in fucking Cleveland. In Akron, I mean. Not going to go hang out. Yeah, you know, I made it. Yeah, I'm on the corner. What's up? We here. Like, you know, Steven Jackson. I'm at old block. Steven Jackson, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're 45 years old. I'm out here. You're a millionaire. You was just part of the whole George Floyd march and, you know, your positivity. What the fuck you doing on O Block just to say you out here? What if the niggas are to push your wig back? Then what, nigga? Then what? I know this is old, but that just sat on my mind for a while. I was tight about that shit. Then what? Then it's another fucking march and another name on a T-shirt. Then what? Cut the bullshit. What's really going on, man? It's shit like that that just keeps putting us backwards. But, yeah, so pull these cats, pull them, a new young rapper cat. Yo, come here, young man, let me talk to you. It's not just rappers are dying. Every day these kids are dying. These kids don't got nothing to do. They got guns. Give them jobs. Give them programs or something. Help these parents. They need help, man. And it's going to continue to happen. But they're going to keep using hip hop as the scapegoat. I don't know, like, what else to do. But it's just like, I'm going to play my part and do what I got to do to try to help out as much as I can. But it's, I don't know. It's just many levels. We're fucked up. In entertainment, you open your mouth and say something. Let me say this. Shout out to Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. I'm going to say this. I don't have to agree with Kanye West. But throughout this whole thing, him and Kyrie, everybody called them crazy. I have yet to hear one person call them liars. No one has called them liars. And you know what, though? I'm going to say this. Shout out to the Untouchables. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The Untouchables, the Almighties. You can't say nothing about them. Shout out to them. You want to know why I'm going to shout out them? And Kanye said it too. He's jealous of them. I'm jealous too. Because people could say and do whatever the fuck they want to us, black people. We don't govern shit. We don't shut shit down. As we can, because our money is more spending power than them, the Untouchables. Even though they print the money, but that's another story. Let's govern. You say something fucked up about a black woman, about a black person, well, let's pull everything. But we not pulling it because we're more concerned with materialistic shit. That's what we concerned about. But shout out to Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. I'm going to give them a shout out. I don't have to agree with what Kanye says. Kyrie didn't do nothing wrong. They're making this man grovel. Personally, me, I would have said, suck my dick. I quit. I'm retiring. I'm not doing it. I'm not. And I never thought in my life I would say this. I mean, I say fuck Charles Barkley all the time because fuck him. It's more reason I'm going to say fuck him. Fuck Shaquille O'Neal. Fuck you, Shaq. I never thought I would say that. And I love Shaquille O'Neal. Why would you go on national TV and call Kyrie Irving an idiot? Shaq, you're an OG. Pull that man aside without the fuck. And shout out to Kenny Smith. I respect Kenny Smith. He ain't gonna go do that. Fuck Charles Barkley. I've never liked Charles Barkley, and he continues to add to the list of why I don't like him. Why would y'all call this man an idiot? This is a young man. He's younger than y'all. Pull him aside. Pull his coat. Yo, come here, young man. Y'all don't got to put it out there. Fuck Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too. Instead of counseling him, pull him aside. Come here, yo. Let me talk to you, man. That's not, you know, blah, 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 blah. Y'all don't go on a public platform. Y'all don't go on a public platform and diss one of your own. When Michael Richards went on the nigger rant, what did we do? Nothing. Michael Richards is chilling. Seinfeld, the episodes are still playing. He's making millions. We should have got Seinfeld, the show, pulled. We should have made all of them go on a fucking apology tour. But we didn't. And I said, okay, Shaq and Barkley, did y'all say fuck Michael Richards when he went on his nigger rant? Did you say fuck Don Imus when he called them nappy-headed hoes? I just want to know. We don't have to agree with each other all the time, but tearing each other down publicly instead of counseling, you know, behind the scenes, or do a Kenny Smith. You know, I ain't talking about this. And I never thought I would say this. Everybody comes on this platform knows I'm a LeBron supporter. That's my guy. But fuck LeBron James, too. He's in that boat. Instead of saying, y'all ain't got no comment, or I'm going to holler at Kyrie later. Y'all show why they always gonna win, because they know the easy game, we'll let them take care of each other. They're gonna come at each other for us. They want those checks. Yeah, yo, go out there and say something about Kyrie. Go Sambo, go out there and tap dance. Go ahead, go. Oh, Kyrie Irving, he's an idiot. Wow. I would have never said that about Kyrie Irving. You should have never did that. And that hurt me because LeBron is my guy. Shaq is my guy. I love them. But to hear them say that about that young brother, Kyrie, that was fucked up. Kyrie is on his journey. People are going to make missteps. This is where the OGs come in. When Will Smith had that situation with Chris Rock, OGs did what they were supposed to do. OGs hollered at him backstage. They went up to him quick. They didn't get on that stage and said, fuck Will Smith, he's an idiot. Denzel Washington, Tyler Perry moved like OGs. That's what you do. And you know what's funny? For years, everybody got on Michael Jordan. Oh, why doesn't Michael Jordan speak up? I agree with Jordan. Keep your mouth shut, Jordan. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Even if you agree or disagree, don't say nothing. I'm not mad at that. For one, these guys are not politicians. So Dave Chappelle said that years ago. He said, we're calling Ja Rule to find out what Ja thinks. And he used Ja Rule, but we get it. Why the fuck we can't? No, these guys are not politicians. But shame on you, Shaq. Fuck Charles Barkley. Shame on you, LeBron. Fuck Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too. He's in there. I'm missing somebody else. Kyrie Irving explained why he didn't want to get the shot. And look what happened now. Everybody should be giving him an apology about that. Kyrie's a young man. He's going to make missteps. Y'all supposed to counsel. And that 500 grand he had to donate. And I said I wasn't going to talk. You know what? Let me be quiet. Before the Untouchables hear this and they want me to do an apology tour. I know I was all over the place. This was just a bunch of things running through my mind, you know, but yeah. Thank you for rocking out with your boy. I appreciate it. I just had to get some things off my mind. It wasn't, you know. We got new music coming from Nas, KD3. I'm hyped. November 11th. By the time this dropped, the album will be out. It'll be out tomorrow, actually. I'm hyped. I might just put this out today. Not as a throwaway, but, you know, I might just drop it, you know. But, yo, thanks for rocking out with your boy. Be sure to continue to support Doreen's Favorite. Go stream it. It's a new hype show. Yeah. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.